It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by American Title Company, The Collector's Zone, County National Bank, The Protection Center, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Jackson Public Schools, Corrigan Oil and Express Stops by BP and Marathon, White's Restaurant and Catering, Northwest Community Schools, The Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game. High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle here indeed, but Jason Smith on assignment tonight. Instead, we're joined by GOC, Greg O'Connor.
Where is that guy?
Where is he? I don't know if I'm allowed to say it's personal, right. But
okay.
Nothing weird or serious, I guess.
You can make something up.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm not as quick on my feet. I guess I should have been thinking about that writing material all the way leading up to the game. We're here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse on Spring Arbor Road, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, with the boys of Northwest in town tonight. The Mounties and the Titans set to square off here, Interstate 8 competition. I want to mention the craft agency, Seymour Ford and Penn Chiropractic, in addition to our list of sponsors there from the Open. Greg, it's a Lumen Christi team that, I don't know, I guess it's still too early to tell on them. They're 1-1 on the season, 1-0 in the league. They got a win at Hastings, 68-41. Dayton Keller led the way, 23 points, 8 rebounds, and then they got a loss to Lansing Catholic here, but by three, close one, 59-56, and yeah. Keller had 15-8 in that one. So looks like he's going to be a guy that they're going to go to, and we'll wait and see how talented this team is going to be. I thought they'll definitely, I think, be better than they were last year. They had some young guys who were playing a lot of big minutes, and now those guys are a year older, a year more experienced, a year better.
Well, long football season, Steve, so that you don't have a lot of time to get ready for the basketball season, and it's going to take these guys a couple weeks to figure out your rotations, stuff like that, with Tyler Aldridge, first-year coach here at Lumen. And I think Tyler will do a good job, and he's been around the program, both basketball and football, now for a number of years. Of course, Tyler was a great player here, basketball and football. And he's an intense guy. He's got that football mentality, and he's got a group of football players playing basketball. Literally every player out there, I think there's only one that was not on the football team. So they got some hard-nosed kids, some pretty good athletes, and I think it's kind of wait and see for them. I don't know much about Northwest, but I do know their coach, John Moffitt, and he was a outstanding high school player, and he's like just like Aldridge. He's an intense guy, and hopefully he can get this Mountie program turned around. They've struggled for a long time.
Agreed. 1-2 on the year so far for Northwest. 0-1 in the league. Their lone win came in game one at Adrian, 44-41, and they lost a squeaker to Battle Creek Harper Creek by one, and they're coming off a loss at Mason too. So two losses in a row, but they come in here. Unfriendly confines here, but they brought a pretty good crowd. Northwest, the student section, likes to come out on a Friday night as the Lumen Christi band pounds away.
Yeah, not a bad crowd here tonight. I had to park at West Point, so I don't know what happened to all the parking spots out there, man. But there's room for you if you're in the area and want to check out these two teams, get a pre-Christmas game in here, and both teams looking, I think, Steve, to get a little momentum really heading into January.
Yeah, I think they like you said, they want to get some rotation stuff figured out and really start to feel like going into that heavy conference schedule that they are where they want to be as they start playing in those games that are going to matter toward that league result. And if, like you said, if you're Northwest, you'd like to see yourself maybe sniffing at that a chance, or at least seeing a glimpse of a future chance of competing for that Interstate 8 title. And Lumen Christi, like you said, athletically they'll never get outworked, they'll never get outrun. But sometimes that football skill doesn't translate to hoop skill. But I like Dayton Keller's game. I think Bobby Wilson's a guy who's going to contribute a lot. And Jack Kelly, a guy who got a lot of minutes as a starter as a freshman, will be a guy that they'll look to also.
But I'll take Nick Thomas, Dayton Keller, Sam Meisner. I'll take those guys into battle with me. And like you said, they're gonna give you 110.
Oh, exactly. And as you mentioned, in a year last year where they didn't win a ton of games, for all the games we saw at Lumen Christi, you never felt like it was a team that didn't expect to win when they went out on the floor. And they do never give up. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and view the starters and set things up for tip-off here. It's Lumen Christi and Northwest on Spring Arbor Road here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's going to be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Where's the magic? Why? It's at the Collector's Zone. They have everything from memorabilia to trading cards and so much more. Check out the autographed Michigan and Michigan State memorabilia. Comic books? They've got those too. The latest sports cards? Check. Magic the Gathering? You know it. Don't forget protection, display, and storage products for all your collectibles. The Collector's Zone, where there's magic. Located at 1425 Wildwood Avenue. Check them out on the web at www.thecollectorszone.net or call 517-788-8499.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Escape SE, stock number 50373. AZ Plan lease, $144 a month, 24 months, with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With Conquest competitive bonus cash. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 2nd, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Acceleration, speed, agility. Total Performance Training Center, where you go to improve your speed, strength, and self-confidence. The more you put in, the more you get out. Their goal is to help every participant get better, no matter what your level is when you come through the door. Maximize your potential with Total Performance Training Center. Every sport, every level. Programs for all athletes, not just all stars. Total Performance Training, Jackson. TPTC is a subsidiary of Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Find us on social media and TotalPerformanceJackson.com.
Hour.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor from the Bird's Nest here at Lumen Christi Catholic High School. I'm if you don't mind me using your term, tilt.
No.
I don't know that you invented it, but you certainly perfected it. The Titans and the Mounties getting set to tip off here. Just a few minutes away from game time, we'll look at the starting lineups. For the Lumen Christi Titans, you come in with Jack Kelly, Nick Thomas, Grant Underwood, Dayton Keller, and Sam Meisner. Now, Meisner, Keller, Thomas, and Kelly were all guys who got starting minutes last year. So it's some experience, even though these guys are, like I said, Keller, I think, a junior. Meisner, I think, is a senior. But Thomas, another guy who's a junior. And Kelly, just a sophomore, so still another year for these guys to fine tune their hoop skills and help improve this program. A couple guys who you see off the bench real quick, too, is Troy Kucha and Bobby Willis. So right there, seven deep then. I think any one of those guys could start, too, for this team. And that's part of sorting out their rotation. Meanwhile, who you got for the Mounties, Greg?
Well, let's see. They'll start Gibson Waite. He is a junior at a guard spot. Anthony Cole is just a sophomore at a guard position. Ryan Novak is a junior, 6'1 forward. Jake Maples, a senior, 6'5 in the middle. And another wing player, 24, Nick Stevens, is a junior at 6'6. So they got a couple fairly tall guys in there.
Right. Well, they don't have anybody listed at the center position. So
but
I guess
just watching them warm up, Steve, they don't look like they're going to be physically intimidating.
No, right. And you see you got a 6'6 and a 6'5 guy, but they're not a big bulky bang away 6'6 and 6'5. It's a long team that I'm guessing these guys like to get out and run a little bit, and it's a nice tool for them to have with 6'2 Gibson Waite running that guard position. So a little length and a little size here for Northwest to compete with what I think will be like a more physical Lumen Christie team.
Well, probably early in the season with these two always low scoring,
yeah,
back and forth and usually pretty close. I think the last time I was here, Northwest shocked Lumen about 4 years ago here in this building. That I'm not going to say that happened often.
Sure.
But these two teams always pretty close, and again, they don't score a lot of points. You're not going to see a couple kids come out here and put up 25.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Matter of fact, you look at Keller putting up 23 in that game one win against Hastings. Seems like a high number. I don't imagine we'll even get close to that. I could be completely wrong, but I think it's going to be a lot of defense and patience on offense to get buckets when you can, value the possessions, and I'm on board with you for a close game out here.
Not a close game in the girls game.
That's
prior tonight. Northwest just torched Lumen 64-29 in the girls game tonight. So all Northwest there in the game preceding this one. And this year in the interstate, they're going with the girls at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys. Of course, here tonight they had a JV game. Now that can really stretch out your evening.
Then you toss in that it is also parents' night tonight.
Parents' night, yeah.
That's the reason for our late start. So
we might have to, after this game, go to the Vancouver Canuck game that starts at 10 o'clock tonight.
Well, we could go watch. You say you're parked at West Point. That's not a bad idea for a
exactly
post-game.
Exactly.
So we'll take 2 minutes here again on the pregame. We'll come back and get the tip-off going on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christie. I've never been out of a game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport or an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helps a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443. Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only $1. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor, coming to you live from Lumen Christi, Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. 8 minutes up on the clock and getting the starters introduced down on the floor. And we are just moments away from getting this one tipped off. Thank you to all of our sponsors, including Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Your voice, your choice. Tell your physician you choose Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. And stay tuned following that closing buzzer. We'll get you a Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game tonight. Denny's Restaurants, home of the Nooner earlier today.
Yeah.
And once a month.
Throw that tape away.
Denny's Restaurant. Please. They're open during the holidays. So yep. If you happen to need a meal Christmas
Eve. Hey, they'll
Eve.
Be with us tomorrow. Denny's and Polly's. We'll have all the scores. And, boy, I'll tell you, the scores are hard to find anymore.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning. So we'll dig them out for you and have them for you. And through the day, we'll get those on the network tomorrow, your high school basketball scores. A lot of games tonight in the area. We'll detail some of those as we roll through the evening.
We got Maples and Keller in the middle circle to tip it up here. Northwest in the black with white lettering. Titans, the white with green lettering. Gold trim. It's up, tip. Keller's got it back to Grant Underwood. Underwood hands off to Kelly. He'll handle the point duties for the Titans into the right wing. We get a number change on the floor there for us. There's Underwood, deep left wing, now skipping it over across into the corner. Kelly looking to feed Keller down the low block. He's doubled. Kick out, shot goes up from the elbow, off the heel, long, rebounded by Maples, and Northwest gets a stop on their first possession. Maples going to attack from the top, backing down Keller, looking to spin. Up and under. Good defense by Keller. Missed a shot. Gets his own rebound. Swinging around the outside down the low block. And back to the top. Mounties will reset. Cole near the center circle.
Both teams man-to-man here. First trip down.
Gibson Wade will dribble into the paint. Now kick out. Open look for a deep three off the glass. And missed. It was Nick Stevens and rebounded by Lumen Christi.
Meisner with the loose ball.
Kelly gets it to Meisner. Now he'll drive and dish out. Underwood thought about a triple. Now he'll pass it back out to Kelly. Reset.
I think that's Nick Thomas, Steve, that might have had the jersey change.
Passing around the perimeter here for the Titans. And Grant Underwood now to Meisner. Deep right wing. Back to Kelly. And the Titans will again reset. Very patient on the offense in the early going here, Greg.
Yeah, this looks like a game in the 40s.
There's the drive from our mystery player. It looks like Tomas Sambear, maybe.
Could be.
They're up the floor and into the corner. Travel called against Gibson Waite and Northwest with the turnover.
Steve, we predicted low scoring.
We did.
And after about 2 minutes, this is low scoring.
Nothing,
0.00.
6:05 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Jack Kelly over the center line for the Titans. Works his way to the left wing. Now to Keller. They're really watching Keller. He's in the corner. Now he'll drive baseline. Nothing there. Kicks out. And Sambear now to Kelly. Kelly backs it in. Off the glass. No. Rebounded by Northwest.
Strong rebound by Jake Maples.
Anthony Cole handling the ball. He'll drive, and there's our first whistle of the night. That's going to go against Jack Kelly. Blocking foul. sideline inbound coming up here. Nick Stevens, substitution for the Mounties into the game for the first time. Corin Scherer. Into Cole. He's in the paint. Double clutch. Blocked.
Oh, come on. Looked like a good block.
And waiting on the call. Tomas Sambear commits the foul.
So there's a jersey change. He's 13. And there's our first point of the night for Anthony Cole of the Mounties.
Northwest strikes first. 2.5 minutes into this one. Misses the second free throw, and Kelly snags the long rebound, looking up the floor. Sambear running up the left side. Now he gets into the corner. Dribble drive.
Ooh.
For Underwood, and nearly lost it. Underwood's got it back. Titans will slow it down again. Kelly working from the top. Aldridge shouting out the play from the bench. Kelly looks to drive. Now pull up from step behind the free throw line. Missed it. And rebounded by Cole, and he'll change momentum up the floor here for the Mounties. Skip pass and a drive handed off, and we had a little loss of balance and a travel call going against Ryan Novak for the Mounties. He'll come out of the game. Jake Maples back in, and Jordan Taluki off the bench now for Northwest.
Well, so far, Steve, has Keller got a touch yet? We've played over 3 minutes. I don't think he sniffed the ball.
Well, he's gotten it a couple times, but he's just been swarmed when he has down on the low block. They're really paying attention to him, and see, he's got it right now, but they keep him pushed outside of the arc, and when he drives, he's double-teamed.
Oh, wow. Called a block down there. Keller just ran right over the Mountie defender, who was Gibson Waite.
Right,
ouch.
Right in front of that Mountie student section. They weren't happy with the call.
No.
Titan ball inbound from the baseline. Jack Kelly. And a cutting Tomas Sambear. And he'll get it to Meisner at the elbow.
Oh.
Loses it on the dribble drive. And it's a fast break for the Mounties the other way. Pull up jumper off the high glass and no good.
I think he may have cracked the backboard with that one. You love to see that because he couldn't make it all the way to the basket, so he pulled up about 6 feet away and absolutely threw a grenade off the glass.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's it. A lot of times you don't see players willing to stop and pop from that spot. It's a great shot rather than trying to drive into two players and put something up off the glass, but just absolutely missed it. Bobby Willis now into the game for Lumen Christie, handling the ball at the top of the key. Right wing Keller loses it momentarily. He's got it back to Willis. Now Willis, left wing Nick Thomas into the game. Now Keller, a good look from the baseline. He knocks it down. 2-1. We're halfway through the first quarter with 4:05 left.
Did I say low scoring?
You said low scoring. Maybe that's just the spark they need.
Oh, there's a foul. Jeez.
And that is now on the floor for Northwest. A.J. Butler handling the ball. Go to the right wing, and that's Anthony Cole. Cole puts it on the deck toward the middle of the floor. Pulls it back out now. Now driving against Keller. And blocked, but we can get some body contact, and that's going to send Cole to the line.
Pretty good call there. Keller really clobbered him from behind. He got ball and a lot of body. Do we have any of these numbers right for Lumen?
I'm not sure.
Did they pull this roster out from last year?
As Cole hits the free throw. And I got the starters before the game, and it changed within the span of those 8 minutes or so from when I first asked for it.
I think just about every number is wrong. Is that Kucha wearing zero?
It is indeed. Second free throw is good. 3-2 lead now for the Mounties.
You think we're at Denny's on Airport Road.
Meisner drives baseline. Tough shot, a lot of contact. Oh. Didn't get a whistle, but Keller on the offensive board. And the putback missed it, but will draw the foul.
Yeah, if Keller, Steve, he hangs around the glass. Could have a field day in this one. There's going to be a lot of missed shots and balls around that basket. Keller hits at the line. He has all three of Lumen's points.
Keller's a big, strong kid, but he's got a nice soft touch on his shot as he hits that one. And the second one goes down as well. Keller accounting for all of the Mounties buckets thus far. 4-3 lead. Shot up for three in the corner, and he knocks it down. Big shot for Jordan Talutke. Gets the Mounties back in front. Keller double-teamed again on the drive. Passes out. Meisner will drive from the elbow into the lane. Pretty floater. And we're tied at 6. 3:02 to go.
Just a barrage of points here.
Butler feeds the high post now to the low block. Talutke was open but didn't turn around and look. Cole will drive. Now Talutke drives. Floats it. No. Rebound tapped. Pulled down by Willis. Willis puts it on the deck looking to get up the floor. Quickly, there's Nick Thomas ahead of everyone. Now he'll drive. Drops it down to Kucha. Can't handle the pass. Last touch. Mounties. It'll stay down. Tight end. Willis to inbound from the baseline. Tries to feed Keller at that elbow. Tapped away. Keller does chase it down. Now in the corner, there's an open look for three. No.
Just a little short.
Just short on the three-point attempt. And another number correction. I believe that was Austin Maynard.
We have every number wrong for Lumen. Every number is wrong except Keller.
Keller, I think Jack Kelly was right.
Bobby Willis picks up a foul here. We're 6-6, 2:15 to go in the first quarter.
Lucas Herrera into the fray for the Mounties. Inbounds to Butler. Butler goes down low. Standing alone down there. Good feed to Jake Maples, and Nick Thomas has no choice but to foul.
Saved a basket.
There's an inbound. Herrera's got it in the right corner. Now it's the right wing, and Butler will dribble across deep near the half court, setting up the offense. Willis checks him all the way out there. Aggressive D, man-to-man. Pressure off the knee, and Bobby Willis forces a turnover with the aggressive defense.
Good job by Willis. He got right in Butler's grill, and Butler ended up kicking it out of bounds.
Willis gets to Thomas. Thomas back to Willis at the top. Now Meisner, left wing, skip pass cross court. Now to Willis at the top. There's Kucha coming across high post. Now a drive from the baseline. Floats it in and out, but he'll draw the whistle. Nice drive and shot.
Foul on Jake Maples.
It's halfway down before it popped back out.
Who's at the line?
Wait and see if they say it.
Oh. Yeah. Kind of a nightmare here. They gave us the Lumen roster, and every number is wrong. Go figure.
Knocks down a pair, and Lumen gets the two-point lead. 8-6. Here come the Mounties to drive. Cole, aggressive, right into the double team, and it's stolen. And the Titans take it back the other way. Nick Thomas up the left wing. Out to Willis. Willis back to Thomas. Thomas to drive. Good pass and open look. Now we're at the top with Kucha looking to Nick Thomas into the corner. Bobby Willis will drive. Willis gets deep in the paint, going to get whistled for a travel.
I like that call. You could have called a charge there. It probably was, but just turn it over and give it to the other team. No foul.
1:08 on our first quarter clock. 8-6, Titan lead. Mounties with the ball, Butler. And he'll drive all the way in. Reach in foul.
Foul
Foul goes against Noah Page, who is wearing a number 2.
Okay. Well, there's one.
We're sorting it out little by little here. Anthony Cole's got it for the Mounties. Nick Thomas comes out to pick him up. Thomas, a fantastic defender on the ball. Just aggressive and quick.
He doesn't look like a football player, does he?
He kind of looks like a football player.
He does. Yeah, we'll get this sorted out by next football season.
Sure. Inbound coming for the Mounties. Nick Stevens. Stevens into Harry Moore, who's in the game now for Northwest. Moore goes to Butler. Butler turns and fires for three. It's off front rim, rebounded by Sambear. Sambear gets to Noah Page. Page, bring it up the middle of the floor. Now get to Thomas at the elbow. Back out to Page. Page fires for three, short. Long rebound comes out to Cole, and Cole will bring it up the floor now for the Mounties with 20 seconds to go in the quarter, trailing by 2-8-6. Near steal there by Page, and he disrupted enough to create the turnover. And the Titans will get the ball back with 17 seconds in the period.
Just a terrible possession for Northwest. You're going to play for the last shot, and there's no sense in making that play. Just run it down, get that last shot down by two. Now Lumen can try to beat the buzzer here.
6 seconds, four.
Oh, good
what
pass.
What a feed to Kucha. Gets the shot up, a lot of contact, no whistle. The time will run out in the quarter, 8-6. Our first quarter score, the Titans by two. We'll take 1 minute back with the second quarter on WKHM. Online around the world on WKHM.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of 5 children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock. Steve Boyle, GOC. Little Christie Titans and Northwest Mountains for Titans, a 2-point lead.
Typical early December tilt here, Steve.
Feels that way.
Scrambly.
Anthony Cole hands off to Taluki. Luki back to Cole. Cole into the corner for Butler. Now Butler gets out to Stevens on the drive, knocked away from behind, and the Titans come up with the turnover. Meisner gets it to Underwood.
Good steal by Meisner. And, oh.
Missed the floater, but rebounded by Kucha.
The old John Havlicek jumper there.
Kucha misses his shot from the baseline, but another offensive carom for the Titans. Kelly finds Keller in the corner, and he'll pull for three short.
Oh, nobody goes after the ball. Finally, the Mounties get it.
Stevens up the left sideline. Now driving. Up and under. Has to pass it off, and Maples will draw the foul. Stevens was... He's 6'6", and he was floating at the rim, and I don't know why he didn't just go up with that. The Titans have done a good job of creating some turnovers, but they're not turning them into points on the other end. Maples rattles home the first free throw. And the score is 8-7. Gibson Wade will come back into the game and give a breather for Anthony Cole.
John Moffitt, the former Litchfield superstar, of course, coaching the Mounties this year. He could play. Both these coaches could really. They were good players.
Mounties tie it up when the second free throw is good. Underwood, open look for three, and missed it. Offensive rebound, Keller, and the putback is good. And the Titans get back in front by two. Here comes Butler quickly for the Mounties.
Team that rebounds will win this game.
Right now that's been Lumen.
A lot of misses. Lumen has got a couple putbacks.
Gets some weight on the drive. Looking for a pull-up at the top. Now he backs it out. Going down to the block. Maples, good matchup for him down there with Kelly on him. Spin move, and he'll get hit on the shot. That's going to be a couple free throws for Maples.
That's Keller.
And
that's two on Keller.
Keller.
He'll probably get a quick seat.
Yeah, I don't think you're unhappy about having see Keller sit down if you're the Mounties. But
no.
They've done a good job. They've done a good job holding him in check so far. He's had to work for everything he's gotten. And nice soft touch by Maples. Rattles home a free throw.
He knocks in four straight free throws, and we're tied at 10.
Underwood with a quick jumper from the baseline on the other end, and the Mounties have an answer. 12-10 our score. We get a timeout from the Mountie bench. Let's take 30 seconds here on WKHM, and we'll be right back.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
6:15 to go first half. It's 12-10. Lumen Christie. Northwest just one field goal and nothing inside the three-point arc. Maples has been strong at the free throw line. Butler brings it up for the Mounties. Working against Bobby Willis. Man-to-man defense for the Titans. Maples, Trey Kucha makes a swipe. Maples will drive it into the elbow. Nothing there. Kick back out now. And Novak, now to Lutke. He's pressured by Willis. Maples got it. Now the drive. Pump fakes, turns, jump hook. Falls.
Oh, wow. Nice play.
Hung up on the rim forever, but drops down for Maples. 12-12. We're tied up again. Bobby Willis with the rock. Deep left wing. Now into the corner for Underwood.
That was Northwest's first two-pointer of the night. Maples was six.
Underwood with a triple, and that one's down. And the Titans bench knew it. They're on their feet. 15-12. Every time Northwest ties it up, the Titans seem to have an answer.
Underwood with five straight for the Titans.
Maples working on the baseline behind the basket. He's double-teamed. Kucha's going to make a swipe at the bong. He whistled for a foul.
Lumen really hacky on the basketball, Steve.
They've got 19 fouls now.
They had the player really trapped under the basket. You didn't have to reach in like that, and that might cost him a couple points here.
Maples has made four at the free throw line. That's two fouls on Kucha now. And he'll go to the bench. Maples hits the front end of the 1-1. 15-13 our score.
Maples has seven of the Mountie 13.
And he knocks down the pair.
He's hit six free throws.
Titans holding on to a one-point advantage. Underwood.
Northwest dropped into a zone. Kind of a 2-3. Look.
Underwood. Oh, I thought he was going to pull from there. Now they get down to the baseline. Oh. Thomas turned and looked before he secured the pass, and it goes off his hands out of bounds.
A little press here for Lumen. Full court man, not hard. Just kind of token pressure. The Mounties get it into the front court.
Taluki with a look for three out of the corner. Missed it. Rebounded Willis.
That's a bad shot for Northwest. Nobody's even close to the basket.
Thomas with the drive. Floater on the baseline. comes up. Willis, another offensive rebound for the Titans. Underwood drives, and he floats it in the lane, and that one's off. Battle for the rebound. We get some contact, and it's going to be against Lumen.
Nick Thomas, I believe, on a push. That's two on Thomas, two on Keller. 4:20 to go, first half. And the Mounties look to take the lead here, down by a point.
Their double bonus for the final 4:15 here of our first half. Gibson Waite handling, shoots a long triple.
That's two really bad shots for Northwest. Take it to the basket, you got the opponent in foul trouble. Ooh, held ball there. Bobby Willis goes for the drive, got tied up.
I think he wanted a foul call. Instead, he gets the tie up. It'll stay tight in ball. Willis will inbound from the baseline.
That is a small group. Really, both teams. Very small lineups.
Meisner gets the inbound. Underwood around the outside. And now on the floor, we've got Austin Maynard for real this time. Actually, looks like he's wearing the number that he's listed on our roster.
Meisner made a good move there, got around the defender, and he ends up at the line.
That free throw halfway down, rattles back out. 15-14 with just under 4 minutes to go here, first half. WKHM, WKHM.com.
Noah Page back in for Lumen. Ooh, a couple bricks there for Meisner, but he gets, how do you get the rebound?
It's his own rebound, and now a deep triple. No.
Oh, the shooting has really been abysmal. Both teams.
Can't believe Meisner chased down his own missed free throw. Now here's a three-point coming from the other end.
Another total, just a horrible three-point shot for Northwest. That's three in a row.
Anthony Cole on the miss. Titans back now. Quick triple from Page, and he'll miss it. And that one's rebounded by Moore. Moore dribbles up the middle for Northwest. Looking to drive. Now he kicks out. A little bit of a weave, and now a pull-up triple from
deep. Are you kidding me?
Off the backboard.
Steve, they have just taken four triples. Just ridiculous shots. You got your opponent in foul trouble, and they're blowing whistles all over the place. That does not make much sense.
The Mounties keep possession. And inbound is tapped away.
Nice right play by Maples. That should have been probably intercepted. Maples made a nice play. There you go. Take it to the rack.
Yeah, there's a drive from Ryan Novak, and he gets the foul. Goes to the line for a pair now and the double bonus. Yeah, those last few possessions, Northwest just came down and fired it like they were out of time.
Yeah, like it was the end of the game.
Yep.
Four in a row.
Novak settles it down, and he's got two shots to get the Mounties tied or give them the lead here.
Northwest has made two baskets, and they're down a point here with 3 minutes to go in the first half.
And that free throw is good by Novak.
But they have shot the lights out here at the free throw line. They've made 10 free throws here in the first half. And we are tied at 15, and Novak, Ryan Novak, a junior, can't give the Mounties the lead here. Lumen Christi 1-1, Mounties 1-2 coming in tonight.
Novak's second free throw off the heel, but rebounded by Willis, and the Titans back up the floor. We're tied at 15. Willis up the middle into the left wing. Sambear drives now, nothing there. Back out to Willis. Willis looking for Sambear, now goes the other way to Meisner. Back to Willis. Now over to Noah Page, who looks for Sambear on the block. Good feed into the paint for Meisner, and he'll get a whistle.
Good look there by Sambear.
Tough pass, too, in there. Traffic.
And just a 16 foul, so Lumen Christi on the inbounder. And Underwood will come back in for Tyler Aldridge, replacing Sam Bear. You make a good pass, you go to the, go to the bench.
There's a nice feed by Willis into the paint, and Underwood able to score it.
Underwood has seven, and they've all come really in about the last 3 minutes. Keep Lumen's head above water. They're up 17-15.
Stevens has it. Deep wing now dribbles to the top. Gives up to Moore. There's a three-pointer for Moore, and he'll get that one to go. And the Mounties get the lead 18-17 with 2:19 to go off the three-pointer by Harry Moore. Willis
nice
getting
steal.
Some pressure. Up the right sideline, Novak drives and scoops and scores.
Good play by Harry Moore at the other end. He tipped that ball loose, and Novak cashed it in.
Five-point run for Northwest. Missed three by Willis, rebounded by Stevens.
Not a good shot by Willis there as he rushed one up.
Cole gives to Maples at the top of the key, working against Maynard. Now hands off. Moore's going to drive. Nice floater in the lane, and he'll knock it down.
Five quick points for Moore. You get a five-point lead in a game like this. Looks big.
7-0 run for the Mounties. Here comes Willis. He'll drive into the elbow, and then we're going to get a foul. It's Meisner on the screen.
Yep. Little hip check pick there at the top. Kucha back for Lumen, and Jack Kelly back in.
Mountie ball here, minute and a half to go in the first half. 22-17, they've got a lead. 7-0 run, they can extend that here.
Now Mountie's no need to rush it. Get the ball inside.
Cole drives Stevens. Now Moore for another triple. And he knocks it down.
Oh, no. He did not take my instruction there. Travel
and
on Lohman.
Another turnover. It's
wow, what a last 60 seconds here for Northwest. They put up seven quick points here, and they're up eight. Minute to go. Full court pressure.
Moore's had the hot hand. He's dribbling up against Noah Page. Gets it over the center line. Now drives. Pull-up jumper. No. Rebounded Kucha.
Didn't need that shot.
The left sideline. Now Page drives. He'll float one. Gets some contact. Couldn't get it to go, but he will get to the stripe for a pair. Chance to stop the run for the Mounties. Moore, I'll give him a pass. The heat check. He was feeling the hot hand. But it came a little early there.
Tell it like it is, Steve. Bad shot. They're only good when you make them. You know that.
Right. Page misses the first free throw. Get a couple substitutions off the bench for both squads. In the game now, Brendan Doan for Lumen Christie. A.J. Butler back onto the floor for the Mounties. Page knocks that one down. So that ends the run. Still a seven-point lead for the Mounties with 52 seconds in the first half.
Again, Keller had the two fouls, so he's been on the bench for 4 or 5 minutes. That hasn't helped the cause for Lumen.
Butler drives in, and we'll get a tie-up.
Yep, held ball. Possession arrow to Northwest. They lead by seven with 40 seconds. Now, I would run it down and take the last shot here.
Instead, they feed Butler on a cut.
Oh, no.
Tough bucket out in the low block, but he gets it to go. 27-18 now. Northwest really running here in the second part of this second quarter. Jack Kelly. Back in the game, out to Maynard. He
travel.
Drags that foot, and they'll get whistled for a travel.
Now, I wanted Northwest to run the clock with 40 seconds. They waited 1 second and took a shot. Well, let's see what they do. 23.
But he made the shot, so it was a good shot.
Yeah.
If following your logic there. 23 seconds. And Butler to inbound, full court pressure here by the Mounties, or excuse me, by the Titans. Cole bring it up for the Mounties. Little acting job there trying to get a whistle. 12 seconds on the clock. Cole is going to run it down. Now pressure from Maynard. Maples gets it, looking to drive. Now it's Cole. He'll pull a triple and missed it. Titans will secure the rebound. That doesn't help them with their 9-point deficit. 27-18. All Mounties there late in the first half. Stretch out a pretty good lead, and the Titans have their work cut out for them in the second half. Let's take 2 minutes here on the postgame. We'll come back and look at some numbers, set things up for the second half. 27-18, the Mounties lead the Titans on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
I'm Shauna Tello, CEO of your Jackson YMCA. My earliest childhood memories took place at the Jackson Y. I'm thankful that I'm making those memories today at the Y with my daughter. The Y exposes her and all children to new friendships outside of their schools and their neighborhoods. She learns the Y core values of caring, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Time at the Y has given her incredible confidence and leadership skills. Join me in building on the strong foundation of the Jackson Y and creating the future leaders of our community. Come in and see me. Let's talk about how we can do this together.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor at the half here. Lumen Christie trails Northwest 27-18, and it was going along at a leisurely pace. We're keeping it close, a little back and forth. Northwest would score and tie it up. Lumen would answer and keep that lead just out of Northwest's reach. And then Dayton Keller got into a little foul trouble, goes to the bench. Northwest makes a run and gets themselves a 9-point lead. I've got Greg unofficially. Grant Underwood was 7 for the Titans. Dayton Keller was 6. Sam Meisner with 2 and Noah Page with 3 to round out the scoring for Lumen. For Northwest, Anthony Cole had 3. A.J. Butler with 2. Harry Moore got the hot hand in the second quarter. He's got 8. Ryan Novak with 3. And Maples did most of his work at the free throw line. 8 points. And Jordan Talucki with 3.
Yeah, I think the biggest factor, Steve, was you lost Keller for, I guess, most of that second quarter with 2 fouls. Also, Nick Thomas had 2. But
yeah.
Keller really hurt you. And he should be right down around the basket. He could gobble up a lot of rebounds in this game because there's a lot of bad shooting. Although Northwest, they scored 21 points in that second quarter, but it was Harry Moore had 8 points in about a minute.
Yeah. Hit a couple triples and then another bucket on a fast break, and just like that, it was...
You can steal a game like that. In a game like this, it's going to probably be first to about 43 that's going to win this.
Yeah, that's definitely the feeling. The scoring did not come easily for either team, and like you said, Northwest had to make a run to get to 27. So
just looking at Lumen's schedule out of the Interstate 8 this year, their non-conference games, they are playing Hastings twice. Of course, Jackson High twice. They have a game coming up, in fact, this Tuesday against Jackson High. And Vandercook Lake and Hanover are the non-conference games for the Titans.
Huh.
So not exactly, you know, the powerhouse schedule.
Hanover Horton will be tough. Vandercook Lake, yeah. We just saw them
Their coach is sitting about 12 feet from you, Paul Varner.
Oh.
He has his notebook. I don't even know if he has his notebook out. It's too early in the season for that. But Paul's here getting a look at these two teams. He's one of the top coaches in the area, certainly.
Vandercook will be a good matchup here for Lumen. We saw them on Tuesday. Lost to Concord.
I guess in the conference, usual suspects are Coldwater and Marshall, really, probably as the favorites.
All right, we're just, again, just a few minutes away from the second half. The Titans back out of the locker room, practicing layups.
So, Lumen, just before we go to break, Tuesday they'll be at Jackson. That's the last game before Christmas. And they should fill that place over at Jackson High.
You would hope so. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a big game before the holiday break, and all the kids, parents, get them out there. Load it up out at Jackson High School. Big gym, plenty of room. Let's go ahead and take three more minutes here on the half. We'll come back and get things going for second half action. 27-18 our score of the Mounties in front of the Titans on WKHM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmella Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor. Just about ready for the second half as final seconds tick off for our halftime clock. Again, Lumen Christie trailing 18-27 after 16 minutes.
Just starting the second period, Red Wing game, Toronto 1-0 over the Wings. I think we're joining that after this.
That's the intention, if there's any left.
If we can get this over. Been a long night here. This is the third game, and then we threw about a 15-minute parents' night in there.
Yeah. Friday night basketball here in WKHM. Uh-oh. Monday night.
There goes the band.
Oh, no.
They're going home.
Monday night, we're at Columbia Central, the Napoleon Pirates in the gym for that one. That'll be here on WKHM. Bobby Willis with the ball for the Titans to start the second half. Underwood driving baseline. They shut that down. Tries to float it to Bobby Willis, but he dragged his foot, and he'll get whistled for the travel. Turnover for the Titans.
Boy, this place will get quiet without that band in here.
Here comes Anthony Cole. For Northwest, dribbling up to the left wing, picks up his dribble now. Stevens at the top of the key, looking into the paint. There's Maples on the low block. Nice jump hook move. Ooh. In and out. Quick move there by Maples working against Keller. That's a good matchup. Willis on the drive, puts it off the backboard. Doesn't score it, but Kucha on the rebound battle loses it for a moment. Goes out of bounds, last touch to Northwest. Excuse me. I think Willis was trying to pass that ball and lost it and kind of went off the glass there. Like, looked like a shot, but I don't think he was intending to shoot. At least I hope not.
Offensive foul on Lumen.
That'll go against Kucha. So two possessions, two turnovers here for the Titans.
Ugly start here, first minute. Still 27-18. That was the score at halftime.
Stevens deep left wing, dribbles across the top. Now to the right wing, and Gibson Waite, he dribbles back toward the top. Now at penetration, nice switch hand finger roll, but he missed it, and Keller pulls down the board. Tightens up the floor pretty quickly. Meisner looks to drive, keeping the pressure on, and he'll score it. 20 points now for the Titans, cut the lead to 7. Cole dribbling up the right side now, works his way back toward the middle. Stevens, deep left wing. Now Waite calls for a screen from Maples. Takes Bobby Willis down. And now Willis gets up and steals the ball on the pass, and he'll bring it down the floor all the way to the bucket and scores it. Bobby Willis making the play. 27-22.
First points for Willis.
Willis on the defense now. Man-to-man here for the Titans. Meisner picking up Stevens, trying to feed Maples on the low block against Keller. Back and down, double teamed, lost his footing, and gets for a travel.
Maples thought he got kind of shoved there. No luck with the official, and Lumen right back, can get right back in this thing.
Cut it down to 5. 5:53 to go, third quarter. Willis picks up his dribble, top of the key. No pressure, gets it over to Kucha. Kucha now to Underwood, open for 3, and he hits nothing but string on that one. Underwood has shown an ability to light it up a little bit. He hit a couple of big buckets there for the Titans. Now he hits the 3, and they cut the lead to 2.
7 straight points out of the gate for Lumen.
Drive from Waite, loses it, and Willis comes away with it out ahead of everyone. Looked like he was going to get it stolen, but he able to reel it in. Kucha with the turnaround off the glass, and the Titans have tied it up. 9-0 run to start the second half.
You know, Northwest came out, Steve. They had two real good looks and missed the first two shots. Now three straight turnovers. Here's a technical on Northwest, and it's on Gibson Waite.
And Greg, you could kind of see those two were jawing a little bit on the out there, and a couple plays where there was some contact involved. And
yeah, the previous play down here, Waite thought he got fouled. He didn't even come back and play any defense. He was barking at the official, and I think that continued. And I'm surprised he's still in the game. But he is. Lumen will shoot a couple technicals and get the ball. And Waite still, John, with, I think, Willis out there.
Yep.
Just play the game.
Underwood at the stripe, and he hits that. Underwood's got a nice touch, and I think he missed one of his three-point attempts early, but has been pretty reliable from the floor when he gets an open look since then. Soft touch, and the free throw bounces around, hangs on the rim for moments, and falls off.
He has 11 to lead Lumen.
And just like that, the Titans are in the lead, 28-27.
And they're pitching a shutout here in the third. Northwest, nothing.
Willis with the ball now after the tactical free throw for the Titans. They leave him. He dribbles in. And there's a steal knockaway. Novak, and now Moore back into the game, and he loses it. And a scrum for the ball, and Meisner's down on it. He'll come away with it, but we'll get a tie up, yeah, and that'll be Northwest ball.
Not going to get it away from Meisner. But we got a hell ball, so Northwest keeps it. And they have not scored here. Played just about 3.5 minutes here in the third. They had a nice 27-18 lead at halftime. 10 in a row for Lumen.
Cole pulls up from the baseline. Missed it. Tapped around. Stevens keeps it for the Mounties. Back out to Cole. Deep right wing. And now he'll dribble to the top and reset. Kucha comes out to check him man-to-man. Cole will drive on Kucha into the paint. Turn around. Blocked! Cole gets it back. There's Moore open for three. He hit a couple in the first half. That one's short, and that'll bounce out of bounds. Save attempt by Novak is for naught. It'll be Lumen Christie ball. Bobby Willis brings it up for Lumen Christie.
Willis just a sophomore.
Willis running through on a just kind of clearing out. And it looked like he popped open for a moment. They tried to feed him, but he was not looking for a pass at that moment and goes out of bounds. And it looks like we're going to get an overzealous fan ejection. Four minutes to go, third quarter, 28-27, Lumen Christie lead. Mountie's still scoreless here in the third. Stevens with an open look for three, in and out. Rebound Meisner gets it to Willis. Willis quickly up the floor, and there's an open look for Underwood. He won't shoot it. Now he looks to drive back out to Meisner. Meisner will drive into the paint. Gets it out to Sandberg, and now Willis back at the top. Underwood driving baseline, turns, looks, nothing there, out to Willis. Meisner's got it open and floats it in the lane. A lot of contact, and that's going to go against Meisner as Maples stepped up and took the charge for the Mounties.
Meisner had a wide open 10-footer, and he decided to dribble into six players, and that usually doesn't work, and it didn't that time.
Yeah, he was alone. He had a good 5 feet circle of clearance around him.
Called on a charge. Oh, Northwest scoreless for 4.5 minutes. Would you say they went cold?
I would say that for sure. And, you know, coming out of the locker room, Northwest had a lot of momentum and energy going in, but they came out pretty flat. Moore on the drive, floats it up, and somehow gets that one to go.
That's just a prayer.
Was that Moore? That was Butler.
No, I think that was Moore.
It was Moore? We'll give him that one.
We'll give it
unofficially. Harry Moore with two to open up the scoring for Northwest, and after a foul on Tomas Sandberg, we get a timeout. 29-28, the Mounties back in front by one. 30-second break, and we'll be right back on WKHM.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Butler to inbound. That goes to Garrett. He'll get it to Moore.
Mounties lead by a point.
Butler, screen and roll for Maples. Maples pops out beyond the arc. Now he'll drive against Keller. Back and down, spin move, and we get a whistle for a travel.
Wow, what a miserable quarter for Northwest. After scoring 21 points in the second, they have 2 points here in the third quarter.
Jack Kelly back on the floor, handling the ball for the Titans. He'll get up to the left wing, trying to find Keller down low. Good defense, denying him the ball down in the low block. Sam Bear now back to Kelly. Still looking down there. They're very, very obviously trying to get it down to Keller. Now they do.
Case reaching in, Jalen Case. He's a junior, only 3 seniors on the Northwest team. So they have a very young group for John Moffitt. Lumen trying to get the lead back here.
The inbound from the baseline goes deep to Kelly, and now Keller will pull up a 3, and that one is off, but the rebound is saved by Noah Page.
Oh, Keller runs right over Case, right, drove him right into the ground. And that's 3 on Keller. There's just really no reason to do that. And now a decision for Tyler Aldridge. You got Keller out there with 3. Probably got to get him out at least for the rest of this quarter. And Keller to the bench.
Willis back into the fray. He had a nice, he's had a nice third quarter so far. Not so much on the scoreboard, but he's been rebounding and pushing the tempo for the Titans.
Keller's like a lot of big football players you see. They're going to attract fouls because they're so big. There's another terrible shot for Northwest. I think they got a bailout on a foul underneath. However, that was Butler that just threw one up off the glass. Might have chipped the glass, but he didn't get any iron.
To Lutke, inbound from the baseline for the Mounties. Looking for Case down on the low block. Case moved to the paint side.
Another reach in on Lumen.
I didn't do any research on this, but Jalen Case got to be related to Darius Case, who's been played for the Mounties for the last few years on the, and just a real strong kid, and always had a good nose for the rebound, where those rebounds were going to go. So if Case fouls in that bloodline, he'll be a nice player there for
6'3"
the Mounties.
6'3" junior,
pretty nice football player for Northwest as well. Rebound on the missed 3. Jack Kelly's got it. Gets it to Willis, and again, he pushes that tempo. There's a wide-open triple for Noah Page. Quick shot up. Missed it, but Sam Bear with a strong rebound.
Good rebound by Sam Bear.
Now Willis will pull the 3, and that one's short. But Thomas offensive board. Out to Page. Willis thought about a 3 again. Now he'll drive in. Nice pull-up from the elbow. In and out. And Case finally reels it in for the Mounties. 29-28, Northwest holding on to the 1-point advantage. Butler.
Oh, what a shot. That's crazy.
Butler goes into the paint, and the defensive player stepped up to attempt and take a charge. Instead, bumped him, gets the blocking foul, and Butler able to get it just to squeak over the front of the rim.
That's Playground City there.
Chance at the old-fashioned 3-point play here for Butler. 31-28 now. The Mounties up by 3. missed the free throw, rebounded by Thomas, and he's right up the floor.
Oh.
Looking to feed it across to Willis, and out of reach of his outstretched hands. Turnover for the Titans.
That's a football turnover there.
Thomas got it out of there so quickly off the rebound. Had a running mate and just...
Yeah, way too quick.
Yep.
I guess.
Cole dribbling up the floor for the Mounties. Picked up by Noah Page. Into the free throw line. Feeds to Butler. Butler coming around looking to drive. Knocked away by Page.
He got just hammered. No whistle.
I didn't think it didn't look like he got the ball on the reach, but he... Butler doesn't get the whistle. Mounties will keep possession.
I think they're checking for blood. See, goodness.
Titans already at 7 team fouls here in the second half, so the Mounties are shooting free throws the rest of the way. 3-point lead.
Nice drive.
And the ball drive.
Oh, beauty.
Cole puts it up off the glass. Score it. He'll go to the line for a chance to make it 3. 33-28 now, the Mounties. Coming alive here late third quarter after what was stagnant most of the way for their offense. And Cole completes the three-point play. Here comes Willis up the floor. Nobody steps up to guard him. Now he'll get into the low block, feeding Nick Thomas down on the post, and we'll get a whistle. Maple's second foul. Just the third for the Mounties. 34-28, they lead by 6. Inbound going to Meisner is nearly stolen. Page gets it.
Goodness.
Cleared out the defender with his off arm. And the official quickly on the whistle. 18 fouls now against Lumen.
Yeah, Northwest looked like they're ready to collapse, but here you hit a shot here. We got 30 seconds left. You got to... A decent lead going into the fourth. Lumen scored 10 quick points, but there they are. They're still at 10.
Cole working with the ball for the Mounties.
You got to run it down. There's no reason to rush a shot here, and look at him.
There's a quick pull-up triple by Talutki. No. Rebounded Maples. And he'll lose it, and Northwest comes away with nothing. 9.7 left in the third.
Just a bad possession for Northwest.
Grant Underwood back into the game for the final 9.7.
Would you call that court awareness?
Sure.
I mean, it's just like there's no clock.
Right.
Now Lumen, 5 seconds, they've got to put one up here.
And Willis is slow playing it here.
Yeah.
2-1, there's an open look for Page. Got it!
Woo!
Big three to end the third for Noah Page. Cuts the lead to 34-31. Northwest still in front, but the Titans not going away. Let's take a minute break. We're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Bobby Willis with the ball for the Titans. 8 minutes left in this one. 34-31, Northwest lead. Big shot at the end of that quarter for Lumen, and now Bobby Willis gets it to Keller back into the game. 3 fouls for the big man. Drives it.
Oh.
Puts it up off the glass. Missed it. Up the floor, and Keller hustled back on the defense and gets the steal. Now Willis making a move. Looking for Tricucci all alone down low block. You're exactly right. Great pass, great court vision by Bobby Willis. 1 point game now. Butler drives, gives to Moore. Moore into the paint. Good feed to Maples. Makes a move on the baseline. Nothing there. Moore grabs it out of the loose ball and hits the shot. Moore's been a nice offensive jolt for the Mounties off the bench. Back the other way. Underwood drives and scores. Where'd all this offense come from? Now Moore the other way. He's going to drive. Puts it off the glass. No good. Keller rebounds. Willis out ahead of everyone. Run it up the floor, and he'll float it in the lane.
Oh, nice. Couple good plays, Bobby Willis. That was a little floater, and he made that great pass to Kucha.
37-36 now. Lumen back in front. There's a drive for Butler. Looking for Maples in the paint, and goes through his legs and out of bounds. He's trying to make a pass a little too close to the guy. Standing right next to him, and he fired it. Moore comes out. We'll see him again, I expect, though. Here comes Willis. He's going to get double screen. Willis comes around the screen. Out to Keller. He'll pull up a quick triple off the heel. Nice rebound there by Waite. And here comes Butler. There's Maples. He'll pull a triple.
Ooh.
And he knocked it down. Big three by Maples. 39-37, that's a two-point lead now for the Mounties. A little back and forth right now. Willis will look to answer. Feeds it too much for Kucha to handle, but he does come up with a loose ball for a moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And Waite comes away with it. There's an open look for Butler in the corner. All alone for three. No. Rebounded tip, no good. Kucha will pull down the rebound, and he'll draw a whistle for his effort.
A wide open layup put back for Novak there, and he couldn't make it after another grenade of a three-point shot for Northwest. They lead by two.
He kind of T-Rex armed that one where you just kind of don't extend fully, trying to get it up quick because you can't believe you're so open, and he just missed it. Underwood, deep right wing, trying to feed Keller. Keller tries to get down to the low block, but they've done a good job of pushing him out and extending
there
him.
You go.
But Bobby Willis gets the three-pointer done, and he's having himself a heck of a fourth quarter here to get started, and we got a Titan lead, 40-39.
Seven for Willis on that triple.
All of them coming in the second half. Here comes Cole for the Mounties. He gets a screen. They get a switch. Keller's on him. He'll drive and now dish out. Replaces that player, and he had an open look, Cole, but he missed it. Good rebound by Underwood, and now he'll dribble up the floor. Pressured all the way by Butler. A lot of contact, no whistle. He grabs it, gets to Meisner, and Bobby Willis will slow it down for the Titans. Looking to set up the offense with 4:40 to go. Kucha back to Willis, right at the top of the key. Trying to feed Keller on the low back. Spin move, nice pass. Keller gets deep. Ready to go up with a shot, and he has it knocked away.
Keller got a tech as the Northwest player was on the floor. Looked like he was hurt, and Keller walked right over him.
I don't...
Suspect call.
I don't like the call, Greg. Keller turned around, and that player was down there, and he walked over him to avoid stepping on him. It wasn't any kind of a taunting, in my opinion.
Well, we don't know from here, but...
There's been some jawing, and yeah... So the officials had a little confab, and we'll see if they're going to stick with it. So now Keller will shoot free throws because he was fouled on the play on the shot.
County National.
Aldridge pleading his case to the official. Keller misses the first free throw.
I think the officials have done a pretty good job with this. This is a hard game to officiate.
There's definitely
so much hacking and whacking, and Keller makes one of two.
It's his first points of the second half, Greg. First point of the second half. The technical foul is going to stand.
Cole will shoot two.
And he leaves it short.
That's a 14-footer.
What do the kids say? Ball don't lie. No, but you're right, Greg, in that the officials have done a good job because there has been some extracurricular jawing back and forth with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done a good job of not letting it get out of hand, but at the same time not making it an ugly game where it's just nothing but fouls like it's a Big Ten game or something. So Cole hits the second one of his pair. 41-40, the Titans with the lead.
I agree with you, Steve. I don't think Keller was trying to taunt him, but it didn't look good what happened there.
Right.
Nice move there.
Maples does a good job of just nudging Keller enough to get that look up. Nice jump hook in the lane for Maples. And he gives Northwest the one-point lead, 42-41. Underwood had a momentary look at it, but didn't take the shot. Out to Keller. He's going to drive. Step back, jumper from the elbow, and hit it. Soft touch by the big man. And now the Titans back in front, 43-42.
Keller has 9. Timeout Lumen, and they've retaken the lead by a point.
Just keep you hearing the timeout with 3:50 to go, 43-42, thanks to Jackson YMCA, still in the middle of their capital campaign, trying to raise $25 million to build a new Y.
Just write them a check, Steve. Come on. Let's save everybody.
I'll write the check.
All that hassle.
I'll write the check. I'm going to have to move some stuff around. Can I post-date it for a few weeks? Al Rosteel on the game. Al Glick will be glued to a TV set or probably in person at the Little Caesars Arena tomorrow, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. But if it was in Ann Arbor, he would be the assistant coach.
Northwest Community School is one of our sponsors for the game tonight and all year here on high school basketball. 43-42, it's been a real exciting. It looked like it might get boring there at the half as Northwest started to stretch it out, but Titans brought it back, and now should have been keeping track of those lead changes.
Well, one thing, Northwest has not taken advantage of the foul trouble.
Right. But
they enjoy throwing up three-point shots. Instead of getting that ball to Maples, he can draw some fouls. It's probably too late now to worry about that.
Yeah, he's shown some some moves down the low block. He's willing to get down there and work for a couple points. I think points or change of possession from the technical foul is not going to be a big deal, but Dayton Keller's out there with 4 fouls right now, and that could end up being a big problem for the Titans should he pick up that 5th.
Well, you're right. I forgot about the tech.
Here comes Cole for the drive into the paint. Goes up, and he'll get a foul from Meisner.
You do that every time because Lumen is their physical. They got the football players, and they're going to pick up some fouls.
43-42, the Titans with the one-point lead. Cole at the free throw line now for the Mounties and leaves it short.
Well, Northwest missed a couple free throws here last 30 seconds. And you want to make them right now.
Cole comes through with the second half. Tied at 43. Bobby Willis coming up the floor.
Cole has 8. Hey, Willis has done a nice job here in the second half from the point guard position.
Yeah, didn't get the start, but he's gotten the bulk of the minutes handling the ball for Lumen, especially here in the second half. Underwood out in the corner.
Oh, that's got to be a foul. My goodness.
No whistle, but they'll let the Titans keep the ball, even though I think Keller probably got the last touch on that one.
Came right over the top of Keller. Knocked it out of bounds, evidently.
Willis will inbound.
Lumen keeps it.
Goes deep to Meisner. Meisner right back to Willis. Looked like he might be thinking about a quick three. He'll step back and pull it. And hit it!
Wow. Big bucket there. Willis with 10.
Gutsy shot. He just looked, there was a look in his eye like he was feeling shooting a three, and he made it happen.
Oh,
nice drive by Cole to answer for Northwest. 46-45, it's a one-point lead for the Titans. Willis will drive into the elbow.
He walks.
Pressure, and he walks it.
That's the one thing about Willis. If he's just in a little more control, he looks like the point guard of the future, though, for these guys.
Yeah, still just a sophomore.
Yep.
Here comes Cole. He scored it last time down for the Mounties, and he cleared him out with his off arm, and we'll go the other way.
It's too much dribbling there. Get it to somebody, get it back.
2:12 left on this game. 46-45, Titan lead. Kucha, Willis, Meisner, Underwood, and Keller on the floor right now for Lumen. Willis gets a screen at the top from Meisner.
Butler back in. They're in a zone. I think Northwest might have to get out of that zone pretty quick. Less than 2 minutes. Anybody's game.
Willis goes to Underwood. He'll drive, pull up, and hit.
Good job by Underwood. He's had a strong game.
Just walked it in there, got a comfortable spot, and pulled up. Didn't force any contact or anything like that. Just got open and knocked it down. Maples back out at the top of the key. Hit one from there earlier. This one's off and rebounded by Keller. So the minute and a half and a three-point lead. Here come the Titans. Bobby Willis looking for Keller at the top, and the Titans are going to take a timeout.
Oh, man. Good timeout by Tyler Aldridge because they were going to throw up a bad three-point shot there.
1:26 left in this one. Let's take 1 minute. We'll be back with the final 90 seconds plus of this one here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, boys and girls. It's me, jolly old Santa Claus. I wanted to tell you that Denny's is now giving you a free whole pie when you place a $20 order on Denny's.com. That's a pretty good gift, and if anyone knows about gifts, it's me. Gifts like this are going to put me out of a job. I'd better get back to work.
Enter promo code FREEPIE on your next $20 order from Denny's.com to get a free pecan or pumpkin pie while supplies last. Offer valid for $20 minimum online orders from Denny's.com or the Denny's mobile app. Enter promo code FREEPIE to receive offer for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back in action, Lumen Christie with the ball, Bobby Willis. Titans trying to run out some of that clock. They'll grab Willis and send him to the stripe for 1-1.
Big second half for Bobby Willis. 10 points, all of them here in the second, including a couple huge triples. One and a bonus, 1:14 to go.
Nick Thomas into the game.
Titans trying to come back from a 9-point deficit at halftime. Again, both these teams, real work in progress.
First trip to the stripe for Willis. He hits the first. That stretches the Titans' lead out to 4. Minute 14. Oh. Second one's short, rebounded by Maples. Gets it out to Waite, dribbling up the right sideline. And now we'll get a timeout from the Northwest bench.
Full timeout, Steve.
Full timeout. Let's take 30 more seconds. We'll try to come back and finish things up here again. 49-45, Titans in the lead on WKHM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKZ, VIN number 3LN6L5, C95HR, 665203, stock number 49908, AZ Plan Lease $247 a month for 24 months, 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With MKZ RCL renewal, see dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends January 2nd, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
108 on our game. Foxy Boyle, Greg O'Connor. We'll get this done with at some point.
That White's commercial sounded good.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I mean it.
Like, you mean
a trip to White sounded good, not your audio.
Oh, okay.
Save me some fish, please.
Yeah, it's you and Jason Smith, you fish eaters. That's the best fried chicken in town, man.
Oh, their fish is great.
Jason Smith shares your opinion.
Okay.
Stevens with the ball for the Mounties.
Oh, he's not all bad, though.
Pull up three by Cole.
Oh.
Fading to one side off the glass, missed it. Willis, a rebound, holds it out because he knows they'll get fouled. And they'll send Willis back to the stripe. Titans trying to hold on here, 4-point lead. After coming back from 9 down,
you had
at the half.
Right there. Get the ball into Maples inside. Man, they've taken some bad shots here in the second half.
Willis free throws. Ooh, off the heel.
That was a brick.
Rebounded by Waite, and he'll get it to Butler. Quickly up the floor for the Mounties. Butler. Dribble penetration.
Wow. Turn it over.
Pass out, and there's Keller up the floor.
Oh,
double dribbles. Scores it and gets a foul, though. He did pick up that dribble and then put it back down, didn't he?
He did.
All right. I thought I saw that.
But I'll give him credit. He was so quick with it.
Right.
These guys that have been blowing whistles all night didn't see it. Good play by Keller. You know, if you can get away with it, you get away with it.
Missed the free throw. Stevens rebounds, and here come the Mounties again, now down 6. Waite will just fire a triple, and he hit it. Big shot. And a timeout from the Mountie bench.
One possession game, 32 seconds. Probably quick foul here. Pick somebody out, Steve, and get them to the line. Stretch this game out as long as you can. But that had to be a 30-footer. Waite just hit.
Oh, yeah.
He was shaking hands with Coach Moffitt there as he let that thing go.
32 seconds to go on this one. Geez, if you're Lumen right now, you're just trying to draw up a way to get the ball into Underwood's hands. I think he's your best free throw shooter, but nobody's been automatic from the line for the Titans.
No, they have not really shot free throws very well. I've only have them for about 6 free throws tonight.
Again, we'll head to whatever we can get left from the Red Wings game following this.
Wings have rallied to take the lead.
Nice.
2-1 there just into the third period.
So we might hear the end. We might hear the exciting conclusion.
With Paul Woods.
On the floor now for the Titans, Jack Kelly, Grant Underwood, Bobby Willis, Trey Kucha, and Dayton Keller. The Mounties counter with Maples, Moore, Waite, and Cole. And Butler. So they do get it inbounded. Jack Kelly gets it.
Boy, they almost turned that over. But Kelly goes to the line here. He is scoreless on the night, so that would be a logical player to foul there. Meisner coming back in for Tyler Aldridge.
Dick Thomas also at the score table. Kind of an offense-defense substitution. Kelly hits the free throw. His first point of the night. He has not been involved a lot tonight. But
big free throw there. That makes it a two-possession game. Made them both.
Kelly with a quality pair of free throws, and they'll get him out. So the offense-defense substitution gets Meisner and Thomas onto the floor. Kucha, Keller, and Willis. Cole gets the ball now under 30 seconds. 5-point difference. Cole into the paint. Fading jumper, and he hit it. I don't know if it was the shot that the coach was asking for, but he knocked it down, and they get a quick foul. They'll send Thomas to the stripe with 18.7 on the clock and a 3-point Lumen Christie advantage.
Boy, that was a tough shot that Cole hit. He's had a good second half for the Mounties.
Stevens will come back onto the floor.
Colt's had 9 here in the second half. I think he has a dozen for the night.
And we got a, I don't know what's going on here, a little substitution or something going on here. Conversation at the score table. Now Coach Moffitt's going to lean in and see what's going on, as will Coach Aldridge.
18 seconds left. Lumen up 3. 53-50, and they all have Nick Thomas at the line. They're trying to figure out if somebody is fouled out or not.
Well, according to the scoreboard, Cole did foul out, and they got Stevens up off the bench to replace him.
Never trust the scoreboard. Now they finally have figured out that Cole is fouled out. That took about 7 minutes.
So, yeah, nice night for Cole. They lose that offensive option. Thomas at the free throw. Stripe leaves it short. Lumen could have saved themselves a lot of tension here if they had knocked down a few of these free throws. Here down the stretch. There goes Thomas' second attempt. That one's in.
Whoa.
Leads back to 4. 2 possessions here for the Mounties. 16 seconds. Butler pulls up quickly and missed everything.
Wow.
Rebounded by Meisner. Gets it out to Thomas up the floor to Keller by himself. And he'll put that one in off the glass. And that'll do it here. 56-50 is going to score. Now we'll get a whistle. And we get a timeout for the Mounties. So 56-50 and 2.7 on the clock. Try and draw something up here.
That 6-point play?
Yeah, 6 points and 2.7 is tough.
Well, Northwest scored only 23 points in the second half.
Yeah.
After scoring 21 in the third quarter.
Second quarter. Yeah, they came out really flat after the half, and they battled to their credit. But certainly struggling at times.
A lot of bad shots. So Lumen, again, just the one game left this year, and that's at Jackson Tuesday against the Vikings. I think that will be a real difficult one for the Titans. And they come back. They have a home game with historic Marshall here January 5th.
Final 2.7. 56-50 our score. The Titans, barring, I'm trying to figure out how you can score 6 points, 2.7.
Well, if you figure that out,
I'll let Coach Moffitt know.
Let me know right away.
They fire one from the half court. I'm not sure if that's what they drew up in the timeout, but 56-50 our final. The Titans come back in the second half. Hold on for the win late. And they'll move to 2-1 now on the season. Meanwhile, the Mounties fall to 1-3. As you mentioned, Greg, the Titans back in action on Tuesday at Jackson. The Mounties head to Eaton Rapids on Tuesday. What are they, Greyhounds?
The Hounds,
the Hounds.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Still the Greyhounds.
So there's your final. Let's go ahead and take
– Big night for Ken Gallant Sr.
Ken Gallant Sr.
Big night.
best cameraman in the biz here at Lumen Christi. Let's go ahead and take a minute. We'll calculate. We'll tell you some of these numbers and give those to you. We'll pick our player of the game, and we'll get you to the Red Wings. Again, 1 minute break. 56-50, our final on WKHM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Couto, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Greg O'Connor, again, our final here from Lumen Christi High School. The Titans 56, the Mounties of Northwest 50. And our Jackson Area Subway player of the game, Bobby Willis, 11 points all in the second half.
Really sparked him, Steve.
He did. He pushed the tempo up a little bit for him. He hit a couple big shots himself.
Two big triples, probably within the 90 seconds of each other.
Yeah.
Really turned this game around.
And again, we weren't keeping assists and things like that, but
no.
He needs credit for setting up other players, too, and keeping everybody involved. And like you said, it was a feeling of leadership when he was on the floor. He was gonna make some stuff happen. So Bobby Willis, our Subway player of the game tonight. Honorable mention there to Grant Underwood with 15 points. He was a scoring burst,
yeah,
kind of helping
them
out.
Good shooter.
Yeah.
It was just a quiet, real steady 15 points, and good player, good wing shooter.
And as we mentioned, this is a Lumen Christi team full of football players, and there you have Grant Underwood who has that basketball player touch, and they needed that tonight. Dayton Keller, foul trouble off and on, got a couple of late buckets for 13. And we got two for Kelly, one for Thomas, four for Meisner, six for Page, and two for Troy Kucha.
Kucha had four. So
did you have him for four?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll go with that. And for Northwest, I've got three for Waite, 12 for Cole, four for Butler, 12 for Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Three for Novak, 13 for Maples, and three for Taluki.
You got it right on the button,
right,
Steve.
Pretty good job.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, nice job. Nice game for Cole. He goes out and fouls out late in the game. They could have used him around for maybe one more chance at it. But fun game, Greg. I like a close game like that. And we had some good moments, and even if it was, like you said, some poor shot selection at times, and even the good shots weren't going down that often. It's nice to watch the kids battle and have a close one and have a little tension down at the end of the game.
Yeah, if those two teams played 10 times, they probably each win five. I mean, this is a typical December game. I think both these teams will improve through the year. And you know, you don't know your rotations right now. The coaches are really just getting to know the teams at this point.
Yeah, because, again, there's the new staffs, or at least new guys at the head of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned Northwest with only three seniors. And Lumen Christi doesn't have a ton of seniors or anything like that either. So young teams finding their way, and I think they will by the end of the season. They'll be much improved from where they are now, and I'd be anxious to see who wins when they match up again later on.
But a good comeback for Lumen tonight. They could have got run out of here.
If you
don't come right out of the gate in the third and they scored 10 points right off the bat, you know, you might not win this.
You're right. So, again, Lumen at Jackson on Tuesday. Northwest at Eaton Rapids on Tuesday. We're back in action Monday night out at Columbia Central. Josh Kubiak will open the doors for us. Napoleon Pirates and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, the Rugged Cascades, stopping out to Brooklyn. And we'll go to the air when we can, 7 o'clock hopefully. And Jason Smith back. So, Greg, appreciate you stepping out tonight and filling in for Jason. And
loved every minute of it.
I know you did. Sports Saturday tomorrow, 8 a.m. All the scores you can find.
8 to 10 for Polly's and Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road.
Nice. Yeah, like you said, you got to scrape and you got to search to find all those scores. So don't do the work. Let Greg do it and just tune in and enjoy.
The newspaper will have him in about Tuesday.
All right. For Greg O'Connor, I'm Steve Boyle. Greg, why don't you close it out for us?
Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.